It's time for Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherload. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, on this weekend show, we are going to be talking about the upcoming summer fire season. It's always a time of concern in the Motherload, and we're pleased to be joined on the program this weekend by Chief Nick Cashy, who is the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit Chief. Chief Cashy, thank you for coming on this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You know, this is the first time we've had you on Motherload Views, so for anybody not familiar, what is your background?
Yeah, so I grew up in Nevada City, California, another foothill community just north of here by about 100 miles. Started in the fire service at 18 years old as a volunteer, and then got a job out of high school with CDF at the time, now known as CAL FIRE, and worked through the Nevada Yuba Placer unit as a firefighter and then engineer in both our wildland stations and some of our municipal contracts. And in 2008, I was able to promote to fire captain here in the Tuolumne Calaveras unit. And with that, worked my way up through the rank of battalion chief through deputy chief, and now in the unit chief position. So been here for about 13 years and really enjoying the community, enjoying being part of it, and working with all the great people that we have here at TCU.
You know, as we sit and talk here in the early part of May, what's kind of your observations about how the spring fire season has been going to this point?
So this spring, I would say my estimates are we're probably 6 weeks ahead of our normal drying conditions, primarily in the chaparral or the brush component. We had a fire in the Valley Springs area last week that typically would not have seen the burning conditions that we saw. With that, we had to forego the burn permit process for debris burning this year because conditions were so dry. And with these drought conditions compiling, we're just in a state where we got a heightened sense of awareness to the conditions that normally we wouldn't see until about mid-June or so.
Yeah, having about 160-acre fire at that, I have to believe, is pretty rare for the April month.
It is. Typically, the brush component, as we refer to it, would be taking on its moisture through the spring from the soil, and the fuel moisture content would be high enough to where it wouldn't be available to carry fire in a rapid manner. This year, it's dry enough to where the brush is burning completely, and we wouldn't see that typically this early.
So about 6 weeks, we're about looking at kind of like the mid-June fire conditions then?
That's my estimate based on in my experience, and then looking at fuel moistures that we have at both our testing sites is probably right around that range. It can be arguable one way or the other, but we're definitely ahead of schedule.
How do you gauge that, and are you able to test the conditions and how dry things are right now?
So with our fuel moisture sampling sites, we are able to take samples of the manzanita and the chaparral. It goes through a drying process, and then it gives us the fuel moisture by percentage. And so we have historical graphs and data that show typically where we are in the month of April or all the way through the year. And then in the summer times, it gives us a range of just how dry the fuels are getting from, you know, our typical summer months.
You know, what would you say are some of the biggest challenges of fighting fires in the Tuolumne Calaveras region?
Some of the challenges are the fact that our weather conditions we typically see in the unit here with our hot, dry days and our fuels, or we have a higher percentage of days where fires are able to burn readily and easier. Some of the challenges that we face, I would say, would be our wildland-urban interface areas where urban sprawl has now gone into the remote areas where we have structures, which obviously raises the concern for evacuations as well as the ability to not only extinguish the fire but provide structure defense where appropriate. And then the topography that we deal with our river drainages and our recreation with people coming up to visit the area, sometimes, you know, that can bring more starts in regards to ignitions. And all those things combined, it just really puts a high activity level in TCU.
How closely do you work over the, especially during the summer months, with like the Sheriff's Office and the Forest Service and neighboring agencies to collectively work to fight fires and keep people safe?
So we work very close with both Calaveras and Tuolumne County Office of Emergency Services, both Sheriff Pooley and Sheriff DiBasilio, and also with our partners at the Stanislaus National Forest with Beck Johnson and Jason Kiken. And every year we have the dialogue early on our preseason meetings that kind of outline the agencies working together, you know, with the sheriff's office and OES, whether it be evacuations in regards to notifications as well as, you know, evacuation centers, and with our partners in the Stanislaus, our resource responses, et cetera. It's a constant network and coordination of making sure that when we do get that fire, that it's familiar faces and are able to integrate together and maximize our ability to provide service to the public.
You know, given that the conditions are already so dry and we're talking here in April, what would you say are some of the most important things that people can do to be fire safe and to help firefighters?
I would recommend the number one thing is to educate themselves on readyforwildfire.org. Getting information on how to harden your home, provide defensible space, and have personal responsibility for knowing your evacuation routes and having your plan through the Ready, Set, Go terminology that's on that website really puts us in a position to better serve in that the ownership for their own safety, their ability to leave, their ability to have their home hardened and prepared for wildfire. It gives us a better chance at being successful in protecting or defending that structure or extinguishing the fire. And one thing I would advocate that the prevention efforts, whether it be our fuel reduction work through the unit that we work with our fire safe councils, our county partners, as well as the work that we do in conjunction with defensible space and home hardening, those things with our suppression efforts always work better when they're together than one separate by itself.
When you talk about hardening homes, what are kind of the main things that you're referring to when you talk to about hardening a home?
The ability to make sure that the vents to the structure are not conducive for allowing embers to come in and get underneath the house or in the eaves of the house. Cleaning the gutters and making sure that there's no leaf debris that could pick up an ember and then start the fire and then contribute to the structure burning down. Making sure that they're 4291 compliant with their reduced fuel zone around the structure, as well as having the appropriate address markings for fire department personnel, those types of things.
You know, in just a general sense, how do you think the area is doing when it comes to hardening homes? Is there still a lot of work that could be done, or are we in a pretty good place?
I think there's always work that can be done, but I would say that since the last few years, especially with the campfire and that recognition of just how vulnerable some of our communities can be, there's a heightened sense of awareness, and I think people, community members, are definitely being more proactive in looking for resources for education and looking on how to do that kind of work. I would say that we're definitely in a better spot as we continue through the process of trying to make sure that we're ready.
You know, how does staffing differ in the Cal Fire Tuolumne Calaveras unit throughout the year and in different times of the year?
So our staffing model that we have our what we refer to as base staffing, which would be typically in the winter months, which is about November through April, depending on fire activity and fuel conditions and weather. And we staff three CAL FIRE engines during that time. Now, those engines are part of the response system in both counties for all-risk emergencies, and they'll respond to calls. And during that off-time season, they're also working on the fuel reduction work for different projects throughout both counties. As things start to dry out, typically around mid-April, we go into what we call transitional staffing, which bumps our staffing up to 16 engines. And with that, we then start getting into the springtime suppression efforts right before we start getting into the really dry part of the year. So our peak staffing of 22 engines, along with our aircraft out of Columbia, including the new CAL FIRE Hawk, as well as our fixed wing, typically are up and going right at June 15th so that we're in full capacity.
You know, this time of year, as you look to the summer season, is there a lot of training that takes place?
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, we have our new firefighter hand crews out of the Baseline Fire Center, which was a repurposed from our conservation camp program, and our 3C's crew out of the Stockton Delta Center, which are new to the unit this year through the allocated funds from the new budget. So with that training, our training bureau and training staff is just, it's a constant of getting our new employees up to speed, as well as our rehire employees that are returning from previous seasons or our permanent staff, and just making sure that we're ready to meet the mission as we go into summer.
We're talking about firefighting on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined on the program by Nick Cashy. He is the chief of the CAL FIRE Tuolumne Calaveras Unit. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment, focused on fire, is coming up in just a minute.